Biscuit of the week.
The Hobnob is this week's biscuit of the week. A hobnob is made from rolled oats and is kind of similar to a flapjack. They were first introduced in 1984 in Scotland as part of McVitie's output. A chocolate hobnob was made available in 1987 and now comes in all sorts of varieties. The original tagline for the hobnob was, "One nibble and you're nobbled," although they've now stopped using this. I'm not quite sure why, as I would buy anything with that tagline. The name hobnob apparently comes from the phrase to hob or nob, meaning to drink together, taking turns to toast one another. Where I'm from, I think it means something else, but anyway. Probably from the Middle English, harbour, to have, and nabber, a contraction of knee harbour, to not have. Let's see how the hobnob got on in the dunking challenge.
The dunkability challenge.
This is where a biscuit is suspended in a hot mug of tea for a full 30 seconds, then removed and given a score out of 10. The biscuit with the highest dunkability rating will be crowned the winner and given the title of Biscuit of Burst 2011. We have a first on Biscuit of the Week. We're going to dunk two biscuits at once to find out which one does better. We are going to dunk in separate cups the hobnob and its brother, the chocolate hobnob. So if my assistant could open both packets. If my assistant could select each biscuit that they wish to represent, the hobnob and chocolate hobnob. He has selected, they both look good. Okay, if you could please dunk both in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, dunk. It'll be interesting to see how the chocolate hobnob gets on. Will the chocolate melt? Will it not? Will that make a difference to its dunkability? Let's find out. If you could remove the biscuits in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. They are both holding out at the moment. Had a little bit of a shake. They're both doing tremendously well. Neither one has lost any biscuit so far. But the plain hobnob, the non-chocolate hobnob, is looking a little bit more wobbly. I think, as they are both looking a little bit sorry for themselves. The chocolate hobnob gets a 9 out of 10 on the dunkability, whereas the plain hobnob scores only an 8. Make sure you come back in 7 days' time to find out how the next biscuit gets on in Biscuit of the Week.